Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, better get your mind right, get your money right. You know how we do on a Wednesday night. It's the home of the indie artist, man. You already know the God Ben Frank. We got a lot of good heat for you tonight. Tonight's special guest, Legacy Studios, calling in. Definitely multimedia company doing their thing, man. Recording studio. You know, they do promo, videos, pretty much a little bit of everything, man. So you definitely want to listen into the show. Definitely got a lot of jewels going to be dropped tonight. It's the network. You don't know who's going to be calling in on top of that. So just sit back, enjoy, roll something up, sip on something, whatever your preference is, and let's get straight to it. You know, I'll be back. You already know, man. So that's what it is, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Home of the indie artist. You already know. Man, I hope y'all staying safe out there with the whole COVID situation and all that and all that. Let's get to it.
Play with that bag, I'll be the sim. Pay a couple bands, have my nigga free. Got a man and I ain't even see him, cause I ran through him for the PM. Yo, bitch, all on my dick, nigga. She all off in my DM. She mad at me, start talking shit, cause I spit the ass like some new rims. Step on the dope, it's a new Tim. Since Hawk died, no new friends. Better slow it down, she can't take the heat. I had to tighten up my loose ends. I whip it sloppy, then wrap it neat. Then double back for my back ends. My white boy come from out of town. He pay a little more than my black friends. In the studio, running in and out. I done sold a Mac for the track in. Ray Bans got mad at me. Said, if you go out, don't come back
damn,
in. Bands picking up pistol cases, but you still won't catch me lacking. I'm a tone setter, nigga, game changer. Coach take me out and put me back
I set
in.
The tone, goddamn. Nigga already slow that.
Hope niggas ain't talking about shit. Hope niggas ain't talking about this. Hope niggas ain't talking about that. Hey,
man, bitch, shut up.
Flexing with the re-up, but ain't nothing put up. Nigga, you a bitch.
Clown.
Laying with your hoe, but you talk about me, nigga. You gon' get your bitch hit.
Hood.
And I know where you be, nigga, when you trapping at your little bitty dirty ass spot. Send my uncle to the bitch, do a shakedown, nigga. He ain't find one motherfucking
man,
knot.
What the fuck?
How the fuck you niggas got so little, but you bitch niggas always talking about a lot?
Captain,
since
nigga.
I can remember, since a little bitty nigga, I've been fresh off the motherfucking block.
Hood.
Everything I got it hard. At my auntie house, locking hard. Got it slapping bad, it's rocking hard. Plastic bags and pirate's drawers. It's stacking starve, nigga, sink or swim. Play with that bag, I'll be the sim. Pay a couple bands, have my nigga free.
Pay a couple bands, have my nigga free.
Got him in and I ain't even see him, cause I ran through him for the PM. Yo, bitch, all on my dick, nigga. She all off in my DM. She mad at me, start talking shit, cause I spit the ass like some new rims. Step on the dope, it's some new Tim. Since Hawk died, no new friends.
Oh, hey, I want to stop dead, my nigga.
Smoking gelato like I hit the lotto, goddammit. I ain't nothing.
Westside, bitch. Mother Road.
Hood.
Day one, nigga. Hood.
Fire, 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 fire. If I'm stuck, change better, get your mind right, get your money right. You already know, man. Phones lighting up, future guru in the building, testing in the building. What's popping, brothers? What's popping?
What's going on, family? Good, always man, beautiful, blessed day to hear your voice.
I'm on the grind, brother. What's up, Big Frank, Ben Frank, and Big Hess? What's happening? I'm
yo,
in the
yo.
Middle of my grind. I'm in the middle of my grind. The grind don't stop. I'm halfway through the day. A lot of y'all are just finishing y'all day. I'm halfway through the day. I'm finna do part two. The bag, I gotta secure the bag. So this is what I do. Like I'm in the middle of my day. A lot of y'all just finishing up. But me, you know what I'm saying?
Half time.
I'm built half time show. And when I say half time show, when I say half time show, that's exactly what I mean. This is the half time show. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Y'all see the Instagram blowing up. Y'all see the Twitter blowing up. Y'all see the support. Y'all see the love and support. I should say actually love and support. You know what? What's support without love, though? I want to ask that question. That's a real OG question. What's support without love? What's support without love? You know how they say love and support? That shit ain't no cliche, nigga. Thank you
support
all for
without
the
love,
love
is just
support.
A business deal.
Thank you
support
all
without
for
love,
the
is
love, right?
Right, that's a business deal.
Right,
that's it.
Thank you all for the thank you all for the love and support. You know, we see y'all when y'all retweet the Hip Hop Stock Exchange 1000 Network for non-radio, Nerve DJ, Chuck Talk Radio, Carrie Cleveland, Future Guru. We see y'all. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? So after that,
yes,
all we can do our thing, man. It's easier for us to do our thing when y'all show that love, man. For real, man. Out here, man.
Hey,
I got
a couple of people I want to say a shout out that I met in the course of the day. Y'all know I'm on disability, so this social media thing is my job 24/7. And without y'all's support, it would be much harder, man. Appreciate both of y'all, man. Those are the first two shout outs, man. And then I met a young lady today named Toy _ Musically. She got a beautiful voice and a nice record just came out. She listening to the show today. And then, of course, we got a new family member, Ben Frank. I've been struggling not to tell you about this, man, because y'all know I'm related to the whistleblower. Keith Phelps. He got a new song, man. He redid on my mom's behalf, man. He sampled it and put it in a loop. It's a beautiful song. I was going to send it to you, Ben Frank, but it wasn't finished yet, and I didn't want him to, you know, to be upset, man. But in the near future, you're hearing. She's supposed to call in today. Rankin's Group supposed to call in. The Maestro supposed to call in. You know, just give a few updates. Mom's got a date, October 24th, if it's allowed, at Streetlight Records, in-store, you know, record signing and performance. It's a part of International Record Day, which was postponed twice this year, and it's a three-part series now. I didn't forgot the other two. I'm just worried about the one. That's October 24th. So, you know, got to get her going back, man. The good thing about everything, man, the social media, more people are online. And I've been noticing everybody's pages has been really active. I see that we are all growing as a team together, which is a beautiful thing, man, because like I've been with y'all for 6 months now, you know, and I know for sure I wouldn't be where I'd be right now if it wasn't for y'all, man. So y'all keep doing what y'all doing, man, supporting the indie artists. My mom and I had fun doing the little jingle yesterday. Hey, but it was the hardest 30 seconds. It took about 2 hours for that 30 seconds, man. But, you know, it came out pretty good. We had fun doing it. And, you know, I told her it was for y'all. So she was greatly appreciative. And, you know, she always sent her love to both of y'all, man. And I have to do the same thing.
No doubt, man. One love to Mom Dukes, man. Time music, bro. You know.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
It is. So Ben Frank, just for the record, I sent you a joint from Rankin School called Rock Your Body. Check your email. I sent you a joint from Carrie Cleveland called I Need Love. Check your email. You know, we on blast tonight with my brother Hess Cleveland. You know what? We can end the music review on either one or both of them songs because we could take it back to the old school and we could bring it back to the reggae dance hall vibes, bro. That's why I appreciate you, Ben Frank, because we do what we want, and we call it chillaxing right now. We chillaxing. You know what? Actually, y'all could chillax. I'm in the middle of my day, so it won't be no chillax until later. But I do got to give a shout-out to my Stop Beefing Radio family and my Phenom Radio family, my 1000 Network family, Nerf DJ, and Hip Hop Stock Exchange, because there's a lot of blessings on the horizon, you know, with us collectively. Like, if y'all really understand what it means to be, like, in a collective group, this is what we are actually already doing, and we set the standard to do. So y'all need to understand how it actually goes. So when we get this support out here, we all sharing each other's shit. And we instinctively do that because we know what's at stake. You know, nobody's bigger than the team. And
that's
the team is going to keep grinding. Like, that's what's going on. Like, so, like, you know, sometimes we have people that actually, you know, get wrapped up in their own shit. They don't see the greater good. That's not a cliche either, the greater good. You have to see and recognize the greater good. There's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, but do you believe that it's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow? That's my question. Church.
Hey, I seen the pot of gold. I've seen it. It's there, and we going to go get it. Hey, and it's enough for everybody, man. It all. No one could take it all. It's enough for everybody, man.
That's right.
Hey, and
I
got
a lot of gold. I didn't say a gold coin. I said a pot of gold.
No, a pot. A pot.
I said a pot of gold. I didn't say there's a gold coin at the end of the rainbow. Who would be interested in the gold coin at the end of the rainbow? Who would be interested in that? Not many, because you only chase it down one coin, a Bitcoin, which is basically transforming into a Bitcoin. So I said it's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. And the only way you actually going to get to that is if you believe it. So if you don't believe in your team, you don't believe in it. What's it? It is the purpose. Hold on. What's the purpose? I done told you, niggas. It's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Do I got to be kindergarten teacher right here or not? I don't know. Like, I'm asking. I'm just asking for a friend.
Oh, incredible. Everybody calling me. I don't know if I can do this.
That's real, man.
Father!
All right, man.
What's going on, Rankin Screw?
Hess, we're going to let you handle that. We're going to let you handle that while you on mute. I don't know what you doing over there. You lining up your troops. It's
well,
all
you know,
good.
You know, it's COVID. I got to be doing some work. You know
what
I
mean? Don't worry about it. All I want to say is we got some new music on the way. I got to send Ben Frank this joint for next week called, it's actually by Barachi Music, an artist that's been doing some big things. He got a song with OT Genesis right now called On Me. It's all over my social media. I need y'all to check that out. Almost 400,000 streams on Spotify for the single. Barachi Music is actually doing something big on his catalog. So this OT Genesis track is something that we pushing and into the next, you know, next level of where we need to be. Shout out to my brother DJ Crucial for putting me on the campaign and making me a part of something great, man. I'm actually submitting a video to a bunch of YouTubers that got a lot of subscribers. So we're gonna turn up with the video. Actually, between me and Crucial over the past week, we got the video jumping from 6,000 to over 17,000 plays, man. So on YouTube, it's already popping. And,
and it's already popping on Spotify, 400,000 streams, man. So the video is out, so we already almost 20,000 on that. We wait for YouTube to update. YouTube, hurry up and update the numbers, please, because I got the people liking and subscribing to the page. So please update, please, up YouTube, if you can hear this, YouTube.
Word. That's right. YouTube, yeah, update, YouTube update.
To the Illuminati, that's always in the mix on our podcast when y'all be doing y'all tweaking and shit and cutting us off. To y'all, if y'all listening, update the numbers, please, on YouTube, please. We know y'all slow. We know y'all slow and sell after y'all verify everything. Organic numbers. We know how y'all do YouTube. Y'all think we stupid? We know y'all playing with it. These numbers is organic. Screen it all you want. That's why YouTube is so slow. You don't see the goddamn numbers going up by the day by day. You got to wait till they verify the streams and all that bullshit. YouTube, y'all playing, bro. Y'all don't want to pay nobody. Y'all stalling. We know what it is. Listen, man.
That's real.
Let me tell you something, bro. Let me tell you something. Free game. Free game. You got niggas know YouTube is the biggest and they're going to stall y'all out the most? When is they going to wake up and know that?
Well, you know, YouTube make money off of you, but you can make money off of them if you have your own channel and do they commercial stuff.
YouTube is the biggest, and they're going to pay you last. Let's be clear. Don't be fooled. Don't believe the hype. Of course, we know that everybody's going to go watch your video on YouTube. But just remember what they're doing. They're going to make you wait, act like they verify your clicks, and they're going to make you wait for your check. They're going to stall you out. Nigga,
oh,
who
yeah,
got time for that?
They're going to stall you out.
All right, then. Let's not play with it. That's why your numbers still look like they say, goddamn 10,000 when it's really 20,000. Yo, I need y'all to wake up right now, because I'm going to give it to y'all real. Like, I'm going to give it to y'all real. What's really good with YouTube, like, understand that. Them numbers don't match up till they go ahead and screen your fucking views and shit and readjust your views. You could have 10,000 when you really got 20,000 because YouTube is playing. Right. They acting like they're updating
playing.
Your clicks. They're playing you. They're not playing me. They're playing you. I know what's going on with YouTube. I'm gonna give y'all the straight facts. They're the biggest media platform, but they're going to pay you last. Who does that, bro? If anything,
the
you would
biggest
think
media
take pay.
Platform.
Man,
yeah,
anything,
yeah. How they set up, you gotta pay them.
Yeah,
you gotta pay them. That's
pay
how they got
the
to set up.
They want you to pay for the ads, bro. But come on. Off the strength of what you already can do with your network, they're not giving you that dap. They're not dapping you up for that. Let's be clear. You probably got, even if you have 5, 10 people promoting, that's cool. But if you have a bigger budget for like 20, 30, 40, 50 people promoting you, YouTube's still going to play games with your links, dude. Wake up. They still going to play games. You're not that big. Everything is catching up. YouTube is stalling out the biggest artists, bro. They know what they're doing. That shit is run by Lior Cohen. So what are you thinking? YouTube Music is run by Lior Cohen. They're going to stall you out for your check. That's the biggest record label entity ever in the world because he left Def Jam to go to YouTube. Don't you got it figured out yet? If Def Jam only gave him a $2 million check and YouTube gave him a $20 million check, what do you think that means? What do you think that means? They're going to stall you out for that bag. Period. Free game. That's all I can say. When you hear these jewels, it's free game. I don't know that. Because y'all never thought about that shit. And when I say y'all, I'm generally speaking, I'm not singling out nobody. I'm just telling you what you need to wake up to. Please, when you hear me say y'all, don't think I'm talking about you. I'm talking about what you need to wake up and learn. please don't think I'm singling out nobody. That's not how I roll. When I say y'all, I hope y'all know what the fuck I mean.
You mean everybody. Like, we got it. We
I mean
got
every
it.
Fucking
it
body.
Everybody. Yeah,
everybody.
Right.
Wake up. You
that's
know
right.
We playing games.
That's real.
No, just real talk.
Yeah.
Yo, phone line lighting up, man. Yo, 203 was popping in the building.
Yeah, just like they out there, damn government playing us like just like fiddles. Them stimulus checks, huh? Yeah, playing us like fiddles.
I'm my own stimulus pack. I ain't get my stimulus check yet. I'm on my grind. I'm my own stimulus pack. Don't forget that. There you go.
That's right. That's why I'm telling S, man. I know what you're saying when you call. Sometime I'm not there because I got to feed my family, bro. And I saw that music thing a long time. I saw something in the wind that was happening with all these people that's just talking about total flatness, and everybody is actually going after that. They're not going after the culture. And I saw that. I was like, okay, I better do something and get my pension, like my song Pension. I got to get my pension. So I set
first
it up.
First of all, Rankin, now, screw, hey, this Future Guru,
yeah.
Hey, this Future Guru, Rankin, it's good to have you on. We feel so blessed, and it always shifts the energy to a whole roster vibe, man, that we need. It's much needed on the air with us. I respect it. And I want to say thank you, bro. You just calmed me down, bro. Rankin Screw, I could have said no plainer. I could have said no simpler. I really appreciate you when you call in because you give us the facts and the vibes, bro. We need that roster vibe. We need that roster energy. We need that roster love. And
yes,
it wouldn't be here
yes,
possible
sir.
Without my man Big Hez. And so with that being said, man, thank you so much, bro.
Big up, S. Big up.
Oh, thank y'all.
Yo, we need that for a drop. Yo, can we just get a drop that said big up hip hop stock?
Hey, my studio is all apart right now. That's why you ain't get the drop yet.
When you get back, just say big up hip hop stock exchange. That's all we need you to say, bro. Big up hip hop stock exchange.
You,
and we good.
Hey,
that's
Rank.
My mom had your back, man. We need
my mom had your back. She did the shout out. My mom had your back, man. She put one in for you.
Oh, she did.
Yeah.
Well, big up, mom. Tell her I say much appreciate love. See? Yeah, tell her much appreciate love,
Karen,
man.
Cleveland. Shout out to Kerry Cleveland and Rankin Screw. Rankin Screw, when you get that drop that says big up hip hop stock exchange, it's going to change the game for us, bro. And that's all out of respect. It's out of respect because of the vibe, the reggae vibe, the Rasta vibe. You know how I'm coming. I'm from Jersey, man. And I could tell you right now, my brother Ben Frank is definitely going to appreciate that shit. That's all we need, man. We got the soul music vibe and the reggae vibe. We need it all, bro. We trying to take over.
You got it, like, wow.
So 203,
you on the block. What go on?
Jason, call me on the line. He on the line, too, now.
510-203
on the line.
Who?
What's happening, fellas?
Yo, what's good? 203, what's good?
What's happening?
It's your boy, Kevin Dare, man.
What's up? Let everybody know what you're all about, man. Everybody know what you're all about.
Summer funk, baby. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, I love that track, man. Samba Funk, big up. Rankin Screw, Panicky, it's another place.
Is that my brother, Kev? Is that my brother, my soul brother, Kev? I gotta say this family right now. Kev, I gotta say, bro, I appreciate you and love you, bro. I gotta say that. Stay safe. I hope you all good. I'm gonna keep it real simple. I hope you all good. You know you in my prayers. And it's all love, bro. That's what I gotta say first and foremost, bro. Thank you for calling in tonight, bro.
Oh, man, I just appreciate you guys having me. Actually, I'm looking for Foster.
Yo,
where's he at?
Yo, you sound like you sound like you could be our next voice DJ, Kev. Kev got that goddamn DJ voice, though. Kev got the motherfucking WPLS. He got the 1093. He got the real radio voice, bro. I ain't going front.
DJ Kev.
Yo, let Kev say something. Kev, what you got to say? Because we might need to hire
on
you.
The line, man.
Is that Kenny?
Yeah, I'm on here.
My show ain't called yet.
I'm in here. Y'all can hear me?
We need Kev to say a few words.
Hold on, fam.
I don't even mean to break this up. We need Kev to say a few words. All for us, what's going on and how he been doing? What's good, Kev?
Oh, man. Just working hard. We decided to go ahead and we're going to do some more tracks. We're going to do album for Summer Funk. And right now, Hess told me right now we're playing in London, the song. So I'm happy about that. We just got to keep the momentum going, keep the dream alive. With Foster, we're going to do the summer with his girl.
You know, we fucking with that summer funk. And we fucking with my shit, too, and his artist. So we just all
exactly.
Good. Everything locked in, bro. You know that.
We all going to do it as a family.
Yeah.
And, you know, in Brazil right now, I just got the call. In Brazil going down with that coronavirus real bad out there.
For real?
Yeah, they ain't doing no restrictions. They letting everybody just go about and do whatever
bro,
they want.
Bro, I would have never thought.
Man.
I would have never thought in Brazil. That's what they're going through. I would have never thought that in Brazil, bro. For real?
They doing depopulation. What they're doing is mad racism. They're not doing no social distancing. They're not doing none of that. What they want is they want all the people in the favela to die off. And they're trying to do depopulation on some real shit down there. They wild. They government always been racist against black people. Even when I was down there, racism is crazy down there. They want all the black people in the favelas and in the highlands to just die off. That's why they're not doing no social distancing. They're not extra care in hospitals, none of that. No masks, none of that. They just
letting
it run rampant.
That's just running rampant, then. That sounds like running rampant, bro.
On purpose. Real shit. On purpose.
Yo, Ben Frank, how'd you find out about that, brother?
I got a friend that still lives down there and just looking at BBC and Reuters and, you know what I'm saying, like global
news goodness gracious,
they're,
bro.
They're
you know
me,
what? I'm shocked in the ball. I'm
oh,
shocked
okay.
in the ball,
I'm
bro. What about that carnival? What about
that's
that shit? When is that? When is that? It's a done deal, brother. Nah, but it's carnival. What month is usually carnival? I don't really know.
February.
Okay.
Yeah,
did they have it? Did they do it or no?
I think so.
If they did it before the lockdown. Hold on. Let me stop y'all for a second. Let's stop for a second, bro. If they goddamn did the carnival in February, that was before any city got locked down, first of all.
Right.
So that's just spread like wildfire out there. Then Mardi Gras came like less than a month later. Real talk. And look at Louisiana. So now you've got the same thing happening in both places. And then compound that with NYC and how it's every day. It ain't even got to be no goddamn special event. New York, NYC Times Square is carnival every day, basically. Times Square. So
no, they had a big thing. They had a big thing on Eastern Parkway every year, where thousands of people end up every year. Eastern Parkway. That's right.
That's Labor Day. Rankin, that's Labor Day, bro. That's the West Indian parade
too.
On Labor Day.
Yeah, they're gonna cancel that. They're gonna cancel that too.
You know that's not gonna happen this year. It ain't gonna be no Labor Day parade, bro. That's every year. I've been to that. I used to go to that every year.
Yeah, that's not
gonna.
It's not. That's what I'm saying. It's not gonna happen.
No, it's not gonna happen this year. But what I'm talking about is what they did this year so far. I ain't talking about what they not going to do. I'm talking about what they did do and how that shit spread. That's what I'm talking about.
What they used to spread it.
Man.
Right.
Right?
What they used to spread it.
That was Asian Orange in the air, nigga. That's the Asian Orange, nigga.
Chemtrails. That's that chemtrail, man. That's what's really spreading it. That's chemtrails. That's what's really coming from.
You
got people down in New York City on the news in New York City, like people getting sick, but it's people that are getting sick right now, people that are just staying in the house. So they're like trying to figure out why people that stay in the house getting sick now, which is kind of weird. Like, it's the chemtrails, man. It's a lot of different factors, but you know what I'm saying? This is being done on purpose, man. Like, this, you know. Depopulation, man. The global depopulation right now. Like, this shit is real. Real shit. It's not by accident.
Yeah.
It's not no.
Man, it's sad.
It's a cause and effect, you know what I mean?
To be honest, you know what? You just have to have the right herbs. Make sure you get some ashwagandha in your system. Keep your immune system strong. Put some spirulina with your smoothie. You know what I'm saying? Keep yourself going, you know what I mean?
The cure and the vaccine is the herbs. The herbs is what's going to keep you from staying alive and healthy. If you ain't healthy, then your immune system is weak, so it's not. It is what it is. This is a battle for everybody's immune system, bottom line. So, you know, it's all about who's healthy, who not. That's all. Like, you know. That's it.
Yep.
This is definitely a challenge. It's a challenge to our immune systems. I've been telling people that from day one. This is a challenge to our immune system. So it's nothing less than what they say in the jungle. Survival of the fittest. I hate to be that kind of crude with it, but it's the truth. It's the truth.
It's true.
Because I only want to say this. Of course, we RIP and want to say a prayer for all the families and people that lost people. But, you know, us as a people been dealing with, Aunt Bessie, she got diabetes. Aunt Bessie got hypertension, high blood pressure. Nigga, don't be stupid and act like you wasn't hearing that shit when you was 7 years old. Don't be stupid. Don't be that dumb. Don't be that naive to know that our peoples was already in trouble. Why you think you was hearing about a stroke? Aunt Mary had a stroke. Let's not play with that. So, of course, this is definitely survival of the fittest. And when I say challenge to your immune system, look, a lot of shit is hereditary, but a lot of shit ain't. If you keep on doing the wrong thing with your body is the temple.
Diseases are not hereditary. Diseases are not hereditary.
Exactly,
diets are hereditary.
That's what I'm trying to say.
It's what you put in your body, man.
Right.
It's what you put in your body. Who don't know that? You got to know that, bro.
That's all I'm saying. You got to know that.
I'm going to say this, man. Back home in Jamaica, back home in Jamaica in the 70s, bro, they was killing Rastafarians for telling what you telling right now. They call us the Black Heart Man. You know what I mean?
I know. We are the Black Heart.
Yeah. Yeah. So now everybody giving ducks like the Rasta Man and eating food like the Rasta Man and take up the weed and start smoke the weed. Now them start sell the weed and them make the money off of the bomb class weed. You know what I mean?
They don't want you to know how to take care of your body. They still don't. They want you to be misled and misdirected. When you misled, you believe anything you read on the internet. That's a propaganda story. Propaganda.
Yeah.
Just because somebody said, "Oh shit, for real?" Niggas want that "oh shit for real" reaction, right? And it's total propaganda. Then goddamn. Oh shit! You know what? This needs to be shared because I really believe this. Niggas would really want to say and get the clout off of "oh shit for real" and believe the bullshit rather than come to realization that, man, that's bullshit. You need to do more research on what you're talking. Yo, I'm not even going front.
Man needs to wake up.
Let me give you a perfect example, bro. Let me give you a perfect example real quick. So I put a, you know, I like to cook. Cooking is my therapy. I don't do a lot of eating out. I cook. Okay, so I cook healthy, veggies. Don't even do a lot of red meats and shit. None of that shit. Okay, so I put a post up about some tilapia. I fry some tilapia, right? Which is actually a cuisine in Kenya. But somebody, I got had like 2-3 people on my post with the talking about tilapia is bad for you, and they don't even know the half about tilapia. And I gave them an article about where I buy my tilapia, which is at Costco, and who they use as a fresh fish farm, which is called Regal Farms. Like, they use a fresh fish farm in Honduras to feed their fish and sell fresh fish. So how is somebody going to tell me that tilapia is from – they're going to tell me that tilapia is from China and scum? I'm like, come on, bro. Like, are you really going for that? Like, who told you that? Let me show you where you need – where did you buy your fish from? Where did you buy your fish from? Tilapia is healthy. If it's clean, I don't buy frozen fish, nigga. I buy fresh fish, nigga. Dude, I'm a smart shopper, my nigga. I'm not no dumb consumer. I'm a smart shopper. So, nigga, if I go buy some tilapia, I've been eating tilapia for years. That ain't the only fried fish that I eat. I like the fried fish and I like the baked fish. I like red snapper, tilapia, and a couple of other types of fish. So, nigga, you're not going to get on my line talking about tilapia is bad. Why? Because you believe some propaganda that is from China and in the dirty pond, in the dirty scum pond? Nigga, you're stupid. That's crazy. So, like, it's like you got to understand, like, people will go for the propaganda without the facts and dwell on that when they was misled before they get the facts. Bro, I can't even explain that right there. But that's a typical issue. That's something that just happened to me about a simple meal, which is healthy for me. And all
that's
five
just ignorance, man.
It was,
that's
bro.
Just, you know, just so, you know, some people just think them know it all, you know.
Yo,
them
that's
want
true.
To get information
tilapia
and they
bad.
Don't know
first,
nothing.
Yo, I had three people talking about tilapia, yo, switch fish. And one of my dudes was like a fisherman dude, like, He do fried fish and shit. He got a fish market. I'm like, bro, you of all people should know I'm a smart shopper. And I sent them the article where my fish come from. Now go read that. Instead of your propaganda. I'm going to give them some shit to back up my research. I know what the fuck I'm doing when I go buy some fucking fish. I mean, point blank period,
How could you how some niggas get on your post and be like, oh, do I want to debate this nigga on my post? You motherfucking right, I'm going to debate this nigga on my post. You going to open your mouth and put your foot in your fucking mouth playing with me. Don't play with me. Don't play with me on my page, period. Like, you already know. Don't do that. Don't play with me on my page. Don't do that. I'm not going to be the nice guy after you try to come for me on my page. So happy is bad for you. What the fuck? When? I'm still breathing. Nigga, I eat red snappers too. What type of fish do you really eat? So one of them, I said, you never ate tilapia? That's what I said to the person. I'm like, you never ate tilapia? Yeah, but I did. So you went for the propaganda and stopped eating it. What does that say? It's just like, no, that's propaganda, fam. It's like, I'm not going for that propaganda shit in 2020, dog. You better do some research before you hit my line, dog.
And just tell the man to move him. Just tell the man to move him, Bumbleclot, man. You hear me?
Bumbleclot, exactly. Bumbleclot. That's how I felt, bro. Bro, that's how I felt. Niggas are trying to come for me on my face. Like, don't do that. Everybody that was on my page, they shut the fuck up after I sent in the article of where my fish come from when I shop at Costco. I'm not no goddamn little corner store shopper for the fresh fish. My nigga, I know where my shit come from. I'm dealing with brand names. I know what the fuck I'm paying for. Duh. How about that? Nigga, I went to Costco to buy it. Do you think I can't research where they get their shit from? You got me fucked up. All the way fucked up, period. So, now, that means I took the time to go to Costco. You went to the corner fish market, wherever the fuck you went. That's cool. And you're dealing with some third world shit or whatever. But I don't know. How about me that I'm trying to raise my standards a little bit? So I know I'm good. So I know what I'm paying for. What's wrong with that? Nothing. We all should know what we're paying for when we're consumers. We all should know where our dollars are going. That's my point. And I'm the one that's going to know because my parents taught me that.
Shout out to Mama.
I'm not dealing with no propaganda. I'm not dealing with no propaganda because of what my parents raised me on. You feel me? I'm not dealing with no little niggas on some propaganda. I'm not dealing with no little niggas about no propaganda. Tilapia bad for you. Switch fish. Niggas trying to tell me to switch fish, and they hungry as hell. Shut the fuck up.
All right, young man. Cool down your temper.
I know. Cool down. Yo, Rick just said, thanks, Breaking, bro. Appreciate you, bro.
That's real.
Yo. Let me quit it, though. I'm giving y'all a perfect example how niggas is, though.
Real talk.
Hey, yeah. About Stock Exchange Radio, man.
Yes, sir.
We're going to play some bangers. Come
bangers.
Back, chop it up. Oh.
Yeah.
We're going to play that new Cary Cleveland joint. And you know what I'm saying? We're going to get to that, man. That new
I
Samba
Need
Funk
Love
joint.
Yeah, I Need Love is hot.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
The hot record with the organs.
Thank you.
Yeah. That joint hot. That joint hot with the organs. Check out the organs.
You see it. Let's get it.
Thank you. up on the floor and beat boom, boom, boom. Work your body, woman, till you can't stop. Come, you have the shape and the figure, girl, you're excited. Every time you walk by me with your sexy body, but I'm not looking for no complexity. All I want to do is just rock your body.
Hey, king, I got the word. Your queen come when you call. I stack my own bread, so we both shine when we ball. No star with it, yeah, I'm all with it. Stick with your thick and thin through the empire. Rise or fall with it, love when you're all in it. Custom digging just what you do. Chocolate wall flashing, you're melting on you like so addictive, got you ready to blast and test the crime rate. Stress free is the mind state to watch me as a gyrator off.
Let me rock your body, baby, all night long. I wanna rock your body, baby, till the break of dawn. Let me rock your body, baby, all night long. I wanna rock your body, baby, till the break of dawn.
Listen, hey, y'all, me know what say you. Exceptional, you're beautiful, you're strong, and you love your king man. Behind a successful man, there is a good woman. So me no go leave, I go get with no jing bang. We play me like big band. Come if we sing song and take away me money, I go run me with next man. That's why I got to have my shawty to love. But shawty got that nice sexy body to love. Again I said I need my shawty to love. But shawty's like a blessing from heaven above. Baby girl, you got the class. I said again, you got the style.
And girl, you got that personality. Whoa, I.
So let me rock your body, baby.
Rock your body.
Let me rock your body.
Hey, what's up, ladies? I'm Rome. You are now rocking out with HHSE, DJ Ben Franken on the set. This is the Indie Heat Show. Put your seatbelts on, guys, because we taking off, baby. This is the Hip Hop Stock and Shades Radio. If you want to hear a song, tweet us. Tweet at Rome860 or tweet at HHSE Radio.
All money is legal. Let's get it, baby. Our children laughing in the distance, and I don't know what I mean. Am I afraid to leave alone? That nobody will ever know is dead or dying.
Let the angels sing to him. Watch the God rain on him. Let the angels sing to him. Watch the God rain on him. Let the angels sing to him. Watch the God rain on him. Pray for him cause I pray on him. Let's get it, baby. I'm back like I never took 5 years off. My unk burn all cross, I burn all cross. You and yours the God, hot like Molotov. Truly yours my wisdom, open doors. Live from Giza, blowing loud, you can hear us. With your third eye, you can see us. Sunsets will never leave us, sunrise will never beat us. The frequency in your speakers is due all praises. The level up, I move adjacent. I'm outside of time, no time for waiting. Greatness in the making, influence the game with a mill legacy. I'm reciting its destiny. You can witness this recipe on how I chef it. My reflection in the desert, energy kinetic, accept it. None stopping, it's illuminated opulence. Golden my sarcophagus is for the populace. Amelia, Godfather. Get it, baby. My ex exploding like a macabre. You see it? Live like a god, die like a martyr. Power Americana, you know the mantra. Illuminate melatonin. Oh, yeah. DNA from the chosen. Live forever in this moment. Get it, baby. My atonement, full of rituals. Alchemy, bring residuals. Interesting in the principle. You see it? Let the angels sing to him. Sing to him. Watch the God rain on him. Oh, yeah. Let the angels sing to him. Watch the God rain on him. Let the angels sing to him. Watch the God rain on him. Pray for him, cause I pray on him.
All money is legal. Let's get it, baby. Let's get it, baby.
Stock exchange, ready to get your mind right, get your money right. Home of the artist, what's poppin'? I was poppin'.
We the building.
You see, that rock your body joint sounded really serious out here right now. I think we needed that rock your body.
Well, I've been trying to tell y'all.
That rock your body is that chill out. That rock your body is that Saturday afternoon joint. When you got your lady with you and you just feeling like, yo, baby, just sit down and relax. I'm finna take care of you. Then that's the first joint you put on. She's like, oh, shit. So,
oh, yeah.
Shout out to Rankin School for giving me some ideas.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Appreciate that, bro.
Area code 203. Area code 203. I'm saying you're in the building also.
Connecticut?
Yeah,
sir, 203 in the building.
Who's that?
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah. But everybody knows you're
on Legacy Music. Legacy Music Studio, LLC, out in Waterbury, Connecticut. Shout out, peace to HHSE Radio. Appreciate y'all having me up here. We one of the hottest studios in D.C.
We meet you on every week, fam. You come in with the energy like that, bro. We...
That's what we do, man. It's my legacy, man. I got to make sure I come hard every time I'm on a platform, man. That Legacy Music Studio, LLC, on Instagram.
How you hear about us? You just your first time calling in, or you called in before?
Nah, actually, I got a few guys, man. They've been hitting my page up. I'm Legacy Music Studio, man. LLC. I called in around 7. I didn't even know... I was already on the line already, so I just been just, you know, chilling back and hearing what's going on with the radio, man. I'm liking the music. Two dope records right there, man. Rock the Body. I'll definitely be with Shorty on the weekend. I'll just throw that on, man. Show some love and support.
Yo, rock your body joint right here.
Man. I ain't gonna lie. I got a plan already.
That's the Saturday afternoon shit. Like, you going into the... you already know. Homie, know already. You on the same track I'm on.
I'm taking notes.
We're probably going to meet up at the station. We can double date, bro. We can double date, homie.
We're back. We're doing it, man. Let me know.
We can double date, bro. Once we wake up on this trip, we good, bro.
Man,
love for that. That's big. That's big.
That's real.
Everybody knows that.
All love, man. Yo, music is life, man. Man, I love seeing other brothers doing their thing and other sisters doing their thing, man. So I always support. I've been out in Connecticut for 3 years. I've built a platform and a brand, legacy.
Right.
You gonna hear it. I ain't gonna lie to you. Ever since I've been in business. The use of the word legacy, I've been in, I got everybody in the industry, they be on my page watching and lurking, but they need to just jump and talk some business instead of watching and stealing game. But, man, man, you can have the game, man. It's the person behind it with the energy, too, man.
You can have the game. You know we're doing it right, because that's how we take the stand. We take the stand on that. We get the jewels up. All you got to do is play.
Fact, the OGs, they never shied on giving us games, so why are we going to hold it, you know what I'm saying, give it back to the people, bro?
So, I appreciate that, bro.
That's what I do, man. All the artists I got come through the studio, man, they feel the vibe. It's always a dope atmosphere. I got Cap Ferrell, Cap.Ferrell on Instagram. He a talented brother. He does videos. He does most of my engineering. I also have Wavy G_X on Instagram. So you know
You already know wrong. You know go wrong.
Yeah, I know, man. Everybody in the industry out here would have been, man. I didn't even know, man. Yo, so sometimes I mean, I have to see your face, but yeah,
We're friend of the show. Go run with friend of the show. We can't even let this go by without shouting him out because he out Connecticut. Actually, we can't do that like that. That's a new family.
We fucking run heavy over here.
That's our guy.
Yeah.
And he doing his media thing. On the low low. He don't even need to know that. He doing his media thing. I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm watching, bro. He did.
That's all Connecticut is about. Connecticut gets in the shadow of New York and these major cities. But we out
that's
here
love.
Behind the scenes still putting that work in. Like I was just saying, man. Rest in peace to my brother, Fred the Godson. But yeah, we was in the same magazine together at his release party. I gotta ask you
something real quick. God the Gator that do the beats, the production dude, God the Gator.
You said Doc Beats? You said hold on, what you say?
Gotti Gator, that's my bro. He do the beats. He
Gotti Gator
everywhere. That's my bro.
Gotti Gator. Yeah. I haven't ran it
nah,
him. What's
nah, he do beats for A Mafia. He do beats for everybody. Like
that's my producer. I got classic trap beats. He know all the producers. I went to a beat battle in New Haven.
Yeah, ask him about Gotti Gator, bro. Gotti Gator.
Gotti Gator. What's his IG? You know his IG?
This little Gotti Gator. He gonna pop up. GTI.
Gotti Gator.
_ Gator. Gotti Gator.
GATOR.
Gotti
Gator.
Yeah, just look Gotti Gator up. He got beat. When you hear his beat, you're going to think you was fucking listening to Just Blaze. I'm not even going to lie. Let's go.
I've been running into some talented brothers, man.
There's
a lot of people out here in Connecticut doing it.
In Hartford, Big Face Head, that's my bro, Big Face Head. Out in Hartford, that's my
Big
brother.
Head, okay.
Like,
I heard of him before. Yeah.
Oh, that's my brother, my nigga.
Where y'all at? Y'all out of New Jersey?
I'm from Jersey.
New York City.
Why? We got Jersey, NY, and the West Coast. Jersey, NY, and the West Coast.
So we got the whole tri-state on the line. That's what's up. Let's go.
And West Coast.
In the West.
Oakland.
Seattle. Yeah, my VP in the studio. He from Orange County, California. So yeah, I definitely know about the LA life, man. Out Cali, man. That's all
I'm
out there.
Seattle.
It's a whole different vibe.
I'm out here in Seattle near Tacoma. I'm out here on the West Coast now. I'm from Jersey, but I've been on the West for 7 years right now. So
we
connecting the dots. For real, for real.
That's right. That's right.
Sound like our own world team.
But we going to keep connecting
the
world. Too, man. That's
the world. That's
a,
yeah, the yard money, Jamaica.
Your legacy.
Yes, sir.
Yo, give us your top five greatest MCs of all time, no order. Your top five, no order.
Ooh, top five in order.
No
man, I gotta give
that's
it to Pac number one
question.
Because Pac, see, I got Tupac and Biggie painted on my studio. If you go on my page, you'll see the mural art, and those are my top two. But I always pick Pac. People don't know, you know, Pac and Biggie grew up in Brooklyn together. You know, they was going to church and everything. I got a church next to my studio, and she was ministering there, you know, to both of them young brothers at the time. So yeah, Pac be number one, Biggie my number two guy, Big L number three to me. Jay-Z and Big L spot. I just wish I had more music from Big L. You know what I'm saying? So it's a toss up. Let me see. KRS-One, man, you got them in there. Let me see, I got one more spot left. Man, I put Nas in there. That's tough though, man. We could rotate out, man. I'm a hip hop guy, so
that's a dope ass top five.
Yeah.
We respect everybody's answers so we can know where they
were. Yeah, right. We asked everybody that we interviewed that thing. We just want to see, you know, where their mind is at, where hip hop mind is at, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you definitely got the top five. So, you know, it's a so good. I want to know.
And I'm telling you, every time I send y'all heat, man. I ain't gonna play around with y'all time. I'm gonna make sure when I send y'all record y'all way, man, it's gonna be some heat, man. That's what we do at Legacy. I really focus on these young brothers, and I'll be hard on my engineer, making sure they working on that quality of sound, and making sure they working with the energy on a record.
The email is hhse.biz at Gmail. That's the email you send it to. It's going to go directly to Ben Frank, bro.
Well, music, man, one thing about life, man, music is needed, especially throughout these times. So, you know, I'm appreciative that I chose the direction I chose businessly to be in the music business because the money still flows. It's just the processes of how we do things just may be a little bit different. I prefer guys to use Cash App instead of using physical money. And just make sure you just come in, just have your stuff together, man. I condone not smoking after each other in the studio. If you want to smoke something, man, smoke it to your head. You know what I'm saying? Instead of passing your brother something and you don't know if you got it. So, you know, we try to be smart. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We try to be smart with that and make sure that we cleaning up the, you know, I got bleach and all types of cleaning supplies in the studio and the booth. We just making sure we cleaning it up after each use. Because you talking it to the microphone, so that's our number one thing, man. We spraying it down and stuff like that, but we just trying to be smart, but nothing don't change much, man, with this corona. The music got to...
You honoring the code of social distancing right now because it's only elbow dap. Me, when I see niggas, it's only elbow dap. Nigga, I love you, but it's only elbow dap. What can I say?
Elbow,
nigga,
that's
like,
it.
It's elbow dap, period. Like, nigga, come on, keep it real, bro. Elbow dap. Hashtag that shit.
That's it. And we should have been on, as a culture, man, we should always be on this. And I always know it, being a man, it's always the honorable thing just to give another man a handshake. But, man, listen, we in some different times, man. You have to take this elbow. You have to do it the other way, man.
You don't even have to get no man up. You can't just nod. Put your hand over your heart and nod.
That's true.
Back in the day, they used to tip the hat.
Give him the hat.
I see you play it.
Tip the hat.
They already probably knew about the corona way back in the day. That's why they was tipping the hat. I ain't touching them. Yeah, man, it's getting crazy, though, but, I'm glad I chose the music business because, man, there's still money out here to go and get. So, you know, I got these young brothers. They still eager, and they just saying pre-plan to use this time to pre-plan things. I think the toughest part about it is just 40% of my – like, almost half of my business is in the clubs. So not having the clubs and not having the artists to be able to open up for, you know what I'm saying, top one tier, you know, industry individuals has been tough. And that's where I've been building my brand up and getting the industry acclimated with Legacy Music Studio. Because, you know, I'm always with a Legacy fitted on with my own gear. I don't even rock nobody else gear like that. You know, if it is, I'd buy Nike or something, I'm going to work out or do something.
When you start running,
remind yourself you start.
Yeah.
Your phone breaking up, Future. Your phone is breaking up, Future. Ask that question again.
Yeah, you went out. I heard about Brandon.
Yeah.
You were saying something about Brandon.
Yeah.
Brandon.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, your phone a little choppy, bro.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. About Stock Exchange Radio, man. So Brave, man. Legacy. You know what I'm saying? Definitely,
yeah,
good
sure.
Building with you, man. Yo, how long you had to record
the studio now? It's been 3 years. I opened up on my 28th birthday, so I just hit 31, so it's my third year in business. And shit, that was a present to myself, man, and to the community. And we've been working, man. I had Al B. Al from Jersey. He's been up in the studio. He made a record called Feds Watching on YouTube with Young Gap. One of my young artists from out here. Free both of those guys, man. I hope they be home soon. Keep their heads up. Two talented individuals. I had J.R. Ryder and Kev Blake. They did a track together over here. It's called Trap Block. That's on YouTube. All you have to do is type in Kev Blake, and all his content will pop up. That's like one of my top artists I got pushing out of here. And Cap Dot Feral. Is my engineer. He'll do all the production once you get your song, you know, chopped up and mastered the right way and get it sent back out to you. And we all about graphic designing, vocal recording, videos, and anything musically you need to get done on a production level, we get it done. And all you gotta
like
do is
that,
just hit the like, yeah,
one stop.
Yo, hit Legacy
like
Music
that.
Studio LLC. Yup, one stop shopping. And I'm redeveloping the property too. So soon I will have storefronts available for entrepreneurs doing what they do in the industry. You know, if it's doing T-shirts and stuff like that, I'm gonna have the space available within the next year. We're gonna get the construction done. And so yeah, we build it, man. And definitely check out the artwork. Check out Biggie Merrill, Tupac Merrill, man. It's a pivotal point in Waterbury, Connecticut. The whole city know what we over here doing. The state is getting acclimated to that. The industry getting acclimated, man. We're going to keep building, man. And I'm going to keep on running
like
cross
that.
Paths like HHSE Radio and show love and show support, man. Because it's all one goal here, man. That's just getting awareness of what we're doing and the great things we're doing. That's it.
Yo, how far is Waterbury from Danbury?
Waterbury is about 30 minutes away from Danbury. It's in the middle of it all, man. I'm about an hour and 15 minutes away from Matt, like from the city. I'm a half an hour away from Bridgeport. I'm a half an hour away from Danbury. I'm a half hour away from Hartford. I'm a half hour away from New Haven. We in the middle.
I like that. That's
tough. My dad half an hour.
Word. We so much in the middle.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you a little history.
And a half and a half thing.
Yeah, it's there. That's it. It's a half an hour away, man. It's like 32, 33 minutes, but you know we make it in a half. Word. But yo, Waterbury is a dope location. People don't even know, like George Washington, when he went against the British in Boston, he came through Waterbury, took some troops with him up to Boston when they first started their shit. So, like, man, it's some great history that people don't know of. But, man, Waterbury been that city. You know, Chink's been out here. French Montana been out here. Fred the Godson, you know, rest in peace to all these brothers that I mentioned their names. You know, Nipsey Hussle, the crazy part about with Nipsey, he was about to come to Waterbury 2 weeks before, you know, his untimely demise. And, you know,
wow.
Pop Smoke, I just got in with Steven Victor and his whole campaign group. And I worked with Big Mike, and I promoted his little event in Van Gogh out here in Waterbury. And then he his situation happened a week or so after he came out here. So I've been so close, you know, kicking my door in. I just got to stay consistent, man. It's been unfortunate with the individuals, you know, and how they've been passing away in the industry. But that ain't going to stop. You know, this music always going to be here. We're going to keep the legacy alive of these individuals, and we can continue to chase the dream and the goal, man. You know, so.
Hey, yo, it's just them time, man, you know. It's just them time, you know. When you get ready, you got to move. Whether you're rich, poor, young or old, you have to move when you get ready. You see me?
Yep, when the wind blows,
that's why
you have to
do your thing while you have life. You do your thing and help others, you know.
Fact.
Yeah.
That's real, man. Yo, we're going to play one of them joints. We're going to play one of them joints.
Yeah, man, let's do it.
Yeah, Pop Stock Exchange Radio. Coming in the artist. Get.
Hey, nigga, you in or you out? I've been trying to figure out. Stay focused now, I gotta get on it now. I'm tryna make millions now, I'm tryna hit Grammys now. I'm tryna see mama smile, just see I'm a prophet now. But they planning on taking me out, I'm looking for safer routes. But I keep that little piece in the south, and I put that big Glock in your mouth. Oh, I ain't tryna hear it now, still counting these veggies now. I ain't giving no hand in now, only take care of the family now. Yeah, these niggas gon' say I play foul, yeah, they gon' say I ain't hold it down. Yeah, I play for the pick by the pound, gotta move through the street, through the town. And I told them just keep up the pace, ready, set, go, it's a race. Try to shine at the top of the grace, till my foot on their neck till it breaks. Ay, ay.
Hey, nigga, you in or you out? I been tryna figure out. Hey, why you ain't hold it down? They thought I was stuck in the trap, but the night for me now. Just look at my paper count. I ain't giving no head and mouth.
I don't do shit for the clout. I saw that work in a drought. The plug was shipping them out. I had to switch it my rope. Gotta be ready for pressure. I'm not your regular flexor. She rather dig like a Tesla. She knew I get fly like propellers. Just came out of jail and I'm lit. They try to lock up the drip. I turned it up off the rip. Burning with Mary, my fit. I know they hope that I slip. I told them hoes get a grip. Losing my pockets, they crit. I really hurt them like Nick. My bitch, she's looking like Nunu. She see the money go cuckoo. Feel like Ace Boogie, I'm too cool. Just from the plug, his name Lulu. Not tryna go out like Mitch. Run it up, try to get rich. I'm really touching them bricks. I need a minute to flip.
Hey, nigga, you in or you out? I been tryna figure out. Hey, why you ain't hold it down? They thought I was stuck in the drought. But it ain't for me now. Just look at my paper count. I ain't giving no head and no.
Yeah, 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 you know what it is. This is Dev. All money is legal. Tune in to Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right, get your money right. You already know what it is.
Back at it. Dev for Mill. We heating up. Let's go. Uh-huh. You see it? Ben Frank.
All money is legal. Let's get it, baby.
Just the heat up. Let's go. This the heat up if you ain't thinking that we
it's
up.
Us.
It's not me and Frank, you other rappers gotta team up. Slow up, keep up, already on our re-up. About to put a key up, this sweep up. Just made nigga, I'm telling made that ass fitting. Assume the position and knock your head when I'm spitting. Look how I'm living. Women by the pool, champagne on ice. You only get one life, but feel like we lived it twice. I spit advice like a lesson
like
learned.
A lesson learned.
Tell me what you gained if you ain't get the
if
earn.
You ain't get the earn.
If you reach for fire, then you getting burned. Love it when it flips and the tables turn. Ooh, the tables turn. Cause my mentor is now looking up to me, nigga. G jackpot, 777 like us, luckily, nigga. Middle finger in the sky if you fucks with me, nigga. And if I had your girl heart, I bet she stuck with me, nigga. Nothing less, like it's nothing more. Tell me who you coming for. A male been the main one. Headshot, gun to y'all. That's what you mean, mugging for like gang real. This is how the game feel. When I ain't dropping nothing, if it ain't real, you dealing with the fakers. I'm rolling with the takers. 456, they can't shake us. Cool G, older rappers schooled me and they know. This is how the game go, I'm learning from Jada or homie Fabo. Cause I breathe on them, sitting in they top five. Tell me how you living, will you not lie? I'm all about my chicken like a pot pie. You looking at this money like a caca. Still eyeing me, no need to deny. Trying to dish you on existence, but mail failed to apply. I fell off, but now I'm touching the sky. And the pressure that I put, you niggas fail to apply. It's a mill. I got my weight up, so I'm feeling that I'm way up. I could do this in my sleep, like Stephen Curry with the layup. Look at the change up. Everybody say I changed. You live and you learn. You're not supposed to stay the same. So my money grown as well as I've grown. All the places I've flown, couple things that I own, that's just a level up. I could be in hell with no water and shake the devil up. Wait until I'm hitting the stage to hold my metal up. I promise.
Money is legal.
Fire. It's all started saying better than mine, right? Get your money right. Home of the indie artist. What's popping, y'all? What's popping?
Let's go. Yeah. No, but he hey, right there.
Yeah.
I don't believe it's a show until I hear him.
You,
I'm so
you
used to it.
Heat up.
Yeah, hey, I just want to give a shout out to my experiences on Twitter and the gatekeeper to overseas, Mark Bradley. Shout out to E-Tune Music. That's the gatekeeper, man. That's the gateway into radio play in Europe, man. Free promotion. Get his email and send him your song and sit back and wait.
Cold fire, man. I appreciate
that. I might want to give a shout out to Ja, Guru, S, World Tide, hey, Ma, eat yourself. I'm an out of here. Yeah.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you. Shout out to Ben Frank, Future Guru.
Much love, man. Yo, you want to get some shout outs, Legacy?
Yeah. Shout out, you know, shout out to y'all, man. Definitely HH. SE Radio, and shout out to Doreen, man. She's a fantastic woman. She was managing Fred before his untimely demise, and she been pivotal while in Connecticut, just keeping the industry plugged up with the events and situations going on in Connecticut. Definitely big shout out to her. Shout out to Kev Blake. Underscore on Instagram, man. He just came home. He been doing his thing, man. He was on a rampage before he went in. So you know, post Corona, we about to go on another rampage. And shout out to him. Keep his head up. That record you heard from us, that was in it. You either in or you out. And that record was gonna be released. At Moneybag Yo, we're going to open up for Moneybag Yo at the Oakdale Theater in Connecticut. It was supposed to happen in April, but the date got pushed back to July 25th. Hopefully that'll work out, and we still release that track on that platform and get the fan base riled up off that record. And Cat Farrell was the other guy singing the hook on that, and that's my engineer here at Legacy Studio. And man, shout out to y'all, man. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing, and I'm loving what I'm hearing. And the sound is dope, man. It's true hip hop, and I'm liking the vibe, man. Keep doing that, man. Word.
What's up, man?
Appreciate it, fam.
We're going to spend another time.
We
made it up. Yeah, we're going to build. Yo, we here every Wednesday. We're here every Wednesday. You're more than welcome to call in every Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? How your artists
yeah,
calling,
I'm going to get my group in and involved too. Facts. I'm going to get my artists involved and get them in tune with y'all too. So, definitely.
Yeah, it's the network, man. It's the loop, man. We all
that's
loop.
It.
It's the network, so we all build. You know what I mean?
That's right. That's right.
Hand
yes, sir.
You already? Yeah. Up though, man. We gonna keep in contact. You already know, man. For real, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. We're gonna finish off with one more banger before we get off the air. We're gonna play another one of them joints you send in, brother. We got you. You know what I mean? That's what it is.
Thanks.
Yo, word. Shout out to Head. Shout out to Future, you already know. We're going to be back next Wednesday. Stay focused, determination. Keep your goals in front of you. Until next week, one love, y'all. One love.
Right on, man.
Hey, hey. Hop in the coop and I'm swerving. I see you niggas keep lurking. That bitch, she blowing my jack. Tell that bitch I'm in my Birkin. I see you throwing them shots. Nigga, that shit is not working. Double G all in my fit, nigga, my belt was just surfing.
Gucci.
I put the wave on, I'm surfing. Wrap it up, nigga, no turban. You make it look good for the gram. But I know you niggas is hurting.
Hurt.
I make these niggas look nauseous. I took this shit cause I'm walking. Smashing your bitch off the gram.
Smash.
She ride a dick like a foreign. But nigga, why is you mad? Better go get in your bag. Word of the color, the math. You can get popped like a tag. Nigga, my city the zoo. Lions and tigers, you rat. I'm coming straight out the water. Better go get you a rat. Hop in the coop and I'm swerving. I see you niggas keep lurking. That bitch, she blowing my jack. Tell that bitch up in my Birkin. I see you throwing them shots. Nigga, that shit is not working. Double G all in my fit. Nigga, my belt was a serpent. Hop in the coop and I'm swerving. I see you niggas keep lurking. That bitch, she blowing my jack. Tell that bitch up in my Birkin. I see you throwing them shots. Nigga, that shit is not working. Double G all in my fit.
Nigga, my belt was a serpent.
That bitch a baddie, hip in the back, now she calling me daddy.
Calling me what?
I'm tryna live nomad. Call me when you get the Addy.
When you get the what?
I'ma pull up like a caddy, ball mans with the racks. Now that I'm lit, I'm flashy. Came up for being ashy. That bitch a baddie, hip in the back, now she calling me daddy.
Calling me what?
I'm tryna live nomad. Call me when you get the Addy.
Hey, hey.
I'ma pull up like a caddy, ball mans with the racks. Now that I'm lit, I'm flashy. Came up for being ashy.
Hey, hey.
Hop in the coop and I'm swerving. I see you niggas keep lurking. That bitch, she blowing my jack. Tell that bitch I'm in my Birkin.
I'm in my
back. I see you throwing them shots. Nigga, that shit is not working.
That shit is not working.
Double G all in my fit. Nigga, my belt is a serpent.
Hey, hey.
Fire.